think our coaches did a great job of looking at last year's game and their preseason games this year. And, you know, kind of took away the things that they did successful against us last year. Now, we didn't really have as many sacks this week. You know, they were smart on their half, you know, three-step, five-step drops, having Carson get the ball out quick. We didn't play our best defense as far as in the run game. They gassed us a couple times. But, you know, our offense did a great job of controlling their side of the ball and putting points up, and they had to change their game plan a little bit. And you see with those wins out there, it's hard for any team to get on track passing. So I think that kind of played in our favor.
Keith, what did that look like? Larson in the back of his end zone. You guys are all crowding the line, getting ready to make that surge.
I wasn't sure exactly was I supposed to rush inside or outside, so I was kind of thinking of what kind of move to put on, you know, if any, and, you know, I just kind of just rushed straight forward, and it just kind of, I just stuck my arm out, really, and then I felt the ball hit my arm, and I instantly started looking for it, and, you know, it's like an Easter egg hunt.
That's a pretty important sequence, so Craig had to sit down and gave you guys the opportunity to take us through that, those couple of minutes.
I'm sorry, say again?
There's a pretty important sequence. Craig had that 70-yard punt that got you in the field position. That was a game changer.
That was big. You know, Craig with the punt, and then they came out on first down, and they had a 5-yard run. They got them out of the end zone a little bit, and then David Thornton made a great play on a swing pass, which I thought was a sack. And, you know, it forced them to be even deeper in their end zone than they had to punt. And when they punted, you know, the play was made. You know, that's what I kind of told the guys. Everyone has a role on this team, and, you know, some people's roles are bigger than others, but everyone has to understand and recognize their role and perfect it, because as the season goes on, you know, everyone's role will definitely expand.
When the Niners went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, the defense had a real mentality for scoring. When you've got them pinned like that, is that what you guys are thinking, is we're getting points?
Yeah, we're thinking points first and then field position. You know, if we can hold them back inside the two, if any time we get an offense inside their five, if we can score, that's great. But if we can make them punt from inside their five, inside their 10-yard line, at least we know our offense has a great shot of starting with the ball at midfield, and they don't have to go the long length in the field to score points. So that's another defensive tool as well.
Like you said, you clearly have made adjustments as a defense for the last time you played these guys. Are they that much different offensively than they seem to be? The production is way down the Bengals offense, which used to be their strong point?
You know, watching them on tape last week and then watching them playing against them this week, you know, they didn't, I don't know, maybe the win had something to do with it, but, you know, they didn't pose as many downfield threats as they normally would. You know, they like to stretch the field, you know, and maybe get Hoosh coming through on some digs in the middle and whatnot. But that win was tough out there. You know, I noticed our offense, the only thing we did was throw 8-yard routes outside, so there's not much you really could have done, you know, as a quarterback out there as far as passing the ball downfield and, you know, making those big spectacular plays that you know, Chad and Hoosh and Carson are used to connecting on. So you know, I definitely have to say the win definitely helped us out.
Keith, I apologize if you've already answered this, but when was the last time you blocked a punt?
I've never blocked a punt. That was my first time. That was definitely my first time, and, you know, it's pretty dope that I get to score on it too, so I'll take it.
You say hello to Oucho?
Yeah, I said, you know, Chad and I, you know, we've known each other since for a while. You know, I know he and Samara Rowe grew up together, and Samara and I are good friends, and we chilled out at the Pro Bowl, and, you know, we see each other every offseason. So, you know, anything, you know, I say, he says, it's all in fun. You know, he's one of the best entertainers in this league. So any time you get a chance to take a shot at him, you know, off the field, you know, you gotta you know, take advantage of it.
Keith, at one point, faced a lot of non-football stuff this week. Focus didn't seem to be an issue at all. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, we've had bigger distractions on this team than what took place last week, and what took place last week was out of everyone on this team's hands, and, you know, it just kind of got to the point where that's what everyone wanted to talk about. But we did a great job as a team staying focused on the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the only thing we were concerned about. You know, we knew the state of everything else, you know, after speaking to, you know, the parties involved, so, you know, we knew that would take care of itself, but we knew at the end of the day we had to come out here on Sunday and play a football game regardless of what was going on.
I think you play on defense, but how much of a calming influence was Kerry Collins?
Oh, man, I knew the old gunslinger was going to get out there, you know, and do his thing. You know, Kerry Collins is a very accomplished quarterback. He's played in this league 13, 14, 15 years, played in the Super Bowl and threw for 4,000 yards. So he has a pretty lengthy resume. So, you know, we had no concerns, and we know our running game is pretty solid. And like I say, sometimes everyone has a role on this team, and as the year goes on, your role is going to expand. So, you know, you just got to be ready for it, and, you know, Kerry's a professional, and we really didn't have any worries about Kerry going out there for us.
Keith, at one point I saw a huge box flying across the field. When you were out there, did anything strange come at you?
Yeah, I got hit with a pizza box and pretzel wrapper, you know, just flying around. But everything was on the field. You know, I guess their fans are a little, you know, mad about the performance that their team was doing. You know, I would have been throwing stuff too.